Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Marshall. I heard it was so cold this morning, Marshall.
How cold was it, Pat?
That you put your gloves in the microwave before you left the house.
You know what I like to do, though?
Before
I go to bed at night,
mm-hmm.
I like to take my top sheet, the throw that goes over the mic, I like to put it in the dryer for about 20 minutes. And then when it comes out of the dryer, that's when I go in the bedroom and I put that over me, and it's like, oh, gosh.
That is so funny you said that. When Mom was alive, may she rest in peace, in the morning before I'd go into work, I used to have to go down there and get her out of the bed and walk her into the living room. And she used to say to me, Pat, do me a favor. I said, watch, would you please take my house coat and throw it in the dryer for 20 seconds before you bring it to me? And I had to do that every morning.
It's just a nice, you're back in the womb. You're back in the womb.
Yeah, right, exactly. That brought back memories. Thank you for that. We have a nice day coming up. It's a sunny day, very much like yesterday. Difference between yesterday and today, too. One, there won't be as much wind. Number two, it'll get to at least the low 30s.
Oh, that's nice.
Tonight, still pretty cold, because it's clear and calm, 10 to 15. Saturday will be partly cloudy, mid-30s. Sunday, partly cloudy, low 40s. Monday, sunny, 40 to 45. Tuesday, in the 40s, partly sunny, Christmas Eve. Christmas Day, a mix of sun and clouds, and the highs will continue in the low 40s. So, the only chance of a flurry may come Christmas night. But it certainly isn't, quote, going to, rewhiten everything. It's just some flurries that could happen, but I don't think the odds are all that high. Now, before I give you a trivia question, Christmas trivia question, I have to tell you that as of today, I will have to get the gifts underneath the Christmas tree. I'll take a picture and I'll send that to you.
Okay.
So you'll have the picture in case our listeners want to look at it on your website. Again, it's a very pretty tree. It's not as shapely as I would like it to be, like last year's, but that's what happens when you have a real tree. This is more than likely my last year for a real tree. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's time to ask Marshall. It's got nothing to do with computers. Last night I go out to get the mail. And in the mail, I see Eye Institute. And I'm saying to myself, Eye Institute? I haven't been to no Eye Institute. It's probably advertising. I opened it up. It is a bill from an eye doctor that I initially went to when I moved here 3.5 years ago.
Yeah.
I have not been back to him. I went to him once, and I remember he did something with the tear ducts, and I didn't like him.
Yeah.
So I changed right away. 3 years later, he sends me a bill for what the insurance didn't cover. Am I liable for this bill?
Yeah.
I am.
Because you know why? You could probably fight it a little bit, but all he'll do is report it to a credit agency. How much is the bill? Anyways, how much?
It's like $283.
Yeah, for $283, do you really want... You'll have to fight to get it off the credit report and stuff like that. You don't want it on your credit report, right?
No.
Yeah, just pay it.
Pay it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I would do. I mean, life's too short. If he's going to do that, well, you know what? Karma. Don't worry about it. Karma will handle it.
Well, why did it take him 2.5 years?
Who knows? Maybe he's going out of business and he's just clearing up his books and he saw that.
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
Yeah, might be that way.
I was thinking about that. Okay. All right, so that's that. And now I am going to give Marshall a trivia question. I gave him one yesterday. I don't think you did too well, right, Marshall?
Well, no, I got the one yesterday.
Oh, did you get it?
Yeah, I said it with, the holly.
Mistletoe.
Yeah, mistletoe from the holly, yeah.
Right, you got that. Okay. I think Marshall will probably get this one. What New York company talking about New York State Company, was the first to produce glass Christmas ornaments.
Glass?
Yes.
Yeah, why would I know that?
Well, because you're in New York.
I'm by New York.
Well, you know what I mean. Yeah. Right, you're by New York. You're actually in
Connecticut. All I'm going to say, all I'm going to take a guess, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, it had to be in a city.
It's not in the city. No. It's not in New York, no. It's not in New York City.
No, but I'm saying is, I'm just trying to think. I'm going to go with stores. I'm going to say Woolworths. I'm going to say Woolworths because they used to be. They were really big in back in. If you're talking about when you're talking about the beginning days of Christmas and stuff like
that. I'll give Marshall another hint and see if he gets it. The name of the company is actually the name of the town it's in. Yeah. All right, Marshall gets up.
I don't know. Who is it?
Corning.
Corning.
Corning. Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Corning.
Corning, New York, yeah. They did the Corningware. Remember they came out with all the Corningware? They were white with blue, like blue flowers on them. And they make coffee pots, teapots, all different kind of baking plates.
You're right. I just Googled it. 1937, Matt Eckard and Shirley Bright working on ornaments, the Corning Glass Company. You know what? But I wasn't that far off because I also I Googled that. And sure enough, that what you're talking about happened in 1937, but in 1940, Woolworths, not pardon me, 1940, in 1880, Woolworths sold glass ornaments.
So that's, they sold glass ornaments, but they didn't make them.
They didn't make them. I was, you know, I wouldn't have never figured out who made them. Now, if you would have said who made the cookware that you can put in the oven?
You
and
they were
from New York. Then I would have gotten Corning.
You would have got that in no time. Okay. Yeah, I mean, to the best of my knowledge, are there any other glassware makers in New York City? I mean, you know, real famous. No, maybe there are.
I don't know. But
I don't know either. Well, anyhow.
Well, you got me. Well, you got me.
That's it. I had to get a new tire yesterday, even though my car is only 8 months old. Oh. A nail went into the tire on the outside. So I had to go and get a tire yesterday. They charged me for one tire $253, which was actually perfect before Christmas, if you know what I mean.
That's right.
So that was time spent there yesterday, but I got that fixed. And then I went to my yoga class last night, which was really, really good. I enjoyed that. And I was watching last night. I said, I feel like Marshall. I put on Amazon Prime. They have a whole list of Christmas movies. I was watching them. A lot of them, to me, appear to be like Hallmark movies, but I fell asleep. Yeah. So I can't recommend any movie because I fell asleep on that. And that's it. And my neighbors are coming over tonight, which is a little gathering. We'll have some cocktails. So they'll come over tonight, about six of them. And tomorrow night, I have my friends coming over for dinner. And Sunday I will bake for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week, Pat will not sleep at all.
No, and then, no, I won't speak to you till when? Tuesday of next week?
You'll speak to me tomorrow. I mean, you'll speak to me Monday. You'll speak to me Tuesday. And then we're off on Wednesday. And Thursday, AJ's in for me. And I'll be back Friday.
Okay, so it's just, well, hey, all right.
Yeah, so I'm only out Wednesday, well, for Christmas Day, and then I'm out Thursday. Because by the time I get on Wednesday, you wouldn't even want to talk to me.
That's exactly right.
But I will tell you, you know, what beautiful presents I got, I hope.
Well, I've got two presents already. One I saw, and one I've left wrapped.
Okay.
You know, Sam got me a real nice espresso and regular coffee maker, really nice machine. That came, and then I got another gift that is that I put under the tree. And I won't open till Christmas, and then I'll have a few more there. But
okay, so that sounds good.
Yeah, but and you know, anybody who puts a gift under the tree for me puts a little gift card. Put that gift card under the tree, but make sure the dogs don't carry it away.
Yeah, really, really. That's all right, great. Pat. So, yeah, have a great weekend. It should be nice. I'll see you on Monday.
All right. Have a great weekend, Pat.
You too, Marshall.
Pat Bagano in the Weather Center this morning with a check of our tri-state forecast.